The following Dharma talk was recorded in May 2014 in Excelsior Spring, Missouri. It is one of 21 recordings from the retreat called Insight Dialogue, taught by Gregory Kramer. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Gregory Kramer is the founder and guiding teacher of Metta Programs and has been teaching insight meditation since 1980. He developed the practice of insight dialogue and has been teaching it since 1995. Gregory is the author of numerous books. Find out more at www.metta.org.
If meditation is actually going to bring us right next to things as they actually are, then it makes sense that the meditation needs to be able to handle that, needs to be able to remain active and present and effective, however things are. Otherwise, meditation will not work, right? Because every time you come near to actuality, you bounce off. And so we can talk about a stable mind or establishing concentration or establishing mindfulness. But when we look at what we're mindful of or how concentration is settled, is what we find stable. And of course, the easiest way to find an answer to that is to take a moment just now when I pause and have a look at your own body, your own mind, and see for yourself right now, is the mind perfectly still? Is the body unchanging? Even if the mind is calm, if you're actually looking pretty closely, what you'll see is sort of the dynamic quality even of the calm. Sort of, you might say, something like the vibrating nature of being sensitive. For example, pay attention just for the moment to the sitting body. And have a look. Is it perfectly still? Well, not if you're breathing. Not if your heart is beating. Not if your neurons are firing. It's just how it is. Constantly the nerve endings being stimulated by heat and cold and motion, being stimulated just by whatever came before, tumbling forward. And the world, famously unstable. Wind in the trees, weather changes, political changes, social changes, human changes. And that'd be fine if it all stayed out there, but as soon as you're sensitive to the world, then a change of weather is felt by the body mind. A change of politics or a change of economics is felt in the body mind, let alone the change of the face of a person you're looking at. It's felt in the body mind, right? Instantaneously. So So if we're going to be so audacious to invite sati and samadhi, mindfulness and concentration, into this, and to actually pause, relax, and open to the totality internally and externally, don't you think we better be prepared for how things actually are? I do. So how does this come into our practice? This instability of the world, this constant motion of everything. The Buddha spoke about anicca, about impermanence. Perhaps you've heard of this, but the actual experience of it. How to stabilize the heart, stabilize the mind, when one opens and there is this emergent, constantly rising and vanishing. That's how the Buddha spoke about it. The rising, the vanishing, and the rising and the vanishing. Can you touch the tip between rising and vanishing? In Insight Dialogue, we actually incorporate within the practice the cultivation of the specific capacity to attune to, rather than ignore or move around, this impermanence, this constant emergence and vanishing. And that's the meditation instruction, trust emergence. Trust in the sense not of, oh, it's all going to work out, because that simply is not true. Maybe there's someone in this room who has had everything work out for them always. I doubt that, but it's more a surrender to the rising and the vanishing, a yielding to the stream, not trying to fix and hold, to stabilize, to grasp, control what is inherently uncontrollable. If you could control your mind completely, you wouldn't be here. If you can control your body, would it be this age and this shape and this condition? So you pause, very nice, mindfulness. Relax, receive things just as they are, open internally and externally. And in the actuality of this moment, if you attune to that vibrating quality, the emergence, the vanishing, someone's talking, like right now I'm talking, tremendous amount of information coming your way. And how's the stability of mind? Well, if you try to fixate and say, hey, Greg, stop talking a minute so I can get concentrated. You're talking way too fast. Now you've speeded up. I don't like this. This is not working for me at all. Could you slow down, please? But I haven't slowed down at all. So what if you just move into the stream of being aware in this flowing way of the emergence? Trust emergence, kind of dive into the stream, float on it like a leaf. Trust emergence is attuning to the rising and the vanishing. Suzuki Roshi had a very beautiful phrase that became famous when he incorporated it into a book, a little tiny book. But the one phrase is worth it. beginner's mind. It's all you have to say. It's so brilliant. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are few. You get this sense of coming fresh to experience in that not knowing what's going to happen. We're not so damn smart. But the mind is a prediction machine. It was made to predict so we could survive. That's what the brain does. That's its job. With trust emergence, we come right to the edge and intentionally attuned to the not knowing. At this edge of the rising and vanishing, we don't know what's next. And yet we're constantly finishing everybody else's sentences and constantly being so smart, constantly understanding meditation, constantly understanding how loving we are, constantly understanding how insecure we are. Whatever it is that we think we know, that's where we land, that's where we stay. The expert's mind, there are few possibilities. Trust emergence is kind of to launch yourself into this edge of the moment, the edge of possibility. The receiving of, the working with, the kind of the jujitsu of no control. You just move with it. There's no control. And the mind becomes flexible and adaptable. But it takes some practice, just like pausing, relaxing, accepting, and opening takes practice. You can actually learn to attune to the impermanence. You can learn to come to the edge of the moment with a kind of a wonderment and possibility. You can learn to recognize where and how this mind is trying to control experience, to try and understand and get it. I get it. And then all of a sudden you think you get it, and then what happens? Your father dies, your mother dies, your child dies. All of a sudden you lose your job. Where's all the knowing? All of a sudden your mind acts in ways that you don't like it acting. All of a sudden you discover that the whole body-mind mass is unfolding and you're not in control. Whether you've discovered that through meditation, through the rigors of life, or you prefer to approach it rationally and just know, you know, through all the brain science and physiology, you know it's not under your control. However you approach it, the fact of it, to meet it in meditation. Trust emergence as a practice. So, let's practice.